praise the Lord. Before you think of eating, let me deliver my message first. That is a faithful servant. That's the problem we have. The whole earth here was promised Jesus. He will rule here as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But there's a battle to be fought. He made all the sacrifices. These days, ministers are not able to make sacrifices. That's why we don't have churches again in the villages. When they live here, they don't go to any village to start a church. They must go to another part of Lagos. Don't we have enough intermediate churches in Lagos? Why are you living here to start? In some of them across Ijesha here. You think they are setting up ministry for food? To win soul? It is for food. And some of them, when they leave, they want to come to me to put a stamp on it. As in the corner, so are the drummer. The corner, so are the drummer. I beg. Many people notice me and you will be one. Because you don't want to use me to eat. That they send me people for crusade. This one where I start. Since this church started, I've never invited any minister for any program in this church. Since this church started. Ministry. Which name did I say every time? Pastor Moses Alu, another anointed ministers. All the ministers here, they were produced here. But you, your own, I'm talking not to you, I'm talking to somebody hearing me from somewhere. Hallelujah. You, and in case anybody here, the reason why your church is not standing, people come and go. One of the reasons is that you are covetous. Anywhere that you set up a church and then you make the people ever suspect that they are working for you, not for God, you will never get loyalty. While they are working there, they are planning how they will live and go and start their own too. You never get loyalty. Because you are afraid to raise other ministers, you are afraid that your church, they will carry your people and go. And when somebody leaves, including lies, you will cook lies, cook everything, so that you are afraid that people will follow him and go. You want to enjoy. Where is the sacrifice? Where is the story of your ministry? It's a sacrificial lamb. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And he can lead you through the wilderness. He can lead you through the desert, through anywhere at all. And anytime he leads you, there is something at the other end waiting there. Finally, Christ is referred to as the angel of the covenant. Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, verse 2, it says so. He is the angel of the covenant. Can we read it? Malachi chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, I will send my messenger, and this messenger is John the Baptist, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. That temple that is referring to is the messenger of the covenant whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. Which covenant? The covenant of life. The covenant between God and man. See the way God did it by an example of an Eastern culture. William Branham was given an example of a Chinese man in America who came to America long, long time ago, and he didn't know how to speak English. And he operated a laundry service. He will collect your clothes. So, how will we know that you are the owner of the cloth? He cannot speak English. So, he will bring a piece of paper You cannot write anything there. You just bring a piece of paper and then you will tear the piece of paper into two in a particular way. You will carry one part of that piece of paper and go home, and he will keep the other part. When you come to collect your cloth in the laundry, you will bring that paper. He will bring his own. They will jam it together. If the thing jam, now you get the cloth. Amen. Praise the Lord. And this is the spirit, the story of the covenant that God had with man. The Holy Ghost descended like a dove into Christ and announced, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Now he wants to enter a covenant with us, with man on earth here. What did he do? He took Christ, the body. Hallelujah. He took the body up and kept him up and left the Holy Ghost down here. Listen, he is holding Jesus up there, but he released the spirit of Jesus down here. When Jesus will be coming to collect his own, the covenant, Jesus will come. And what is the evidence that you belong to him? His spirit will have to be in you. When he will be coming, your spirit that is in you is the only criteria for you to meet with his body when he will come. If you don't have that spirit in you, you are out of the covenant. You are out of the covenant. You are out of the covenant. That is why the hope of glory is Christ in you, the hope of glory. If you have not the spirit of Christ in you, you are none of his. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you, he will also quicken your mortal body, your assurance of resurrection. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, no rapture. That is how God enters his covenant. So which spirit do you have? Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Don't joke with it. Don't joke with it. And there are so many reasons why God will give that Holy Ghost. So many reasons why God is also a comforter. He will lead us to all truth. He's our comforter. That's the reason why we can undergo the stress of all the trials and temptation. He comforts us. He sees us through. So now, why do you think that just because you speak in tongue, you will go in the rapture? The spirit that you will receive must come like a dove. The spirit that you receive must come like a dove, with all the characteristics of a dove. And a dove does not come on a vulture, on a dog. The dove cannot come on a pig. The dove will only come on a lamb. A man or a woman that is ready to sacrifice all for the gospel. That is what gave that song the musicians will be singing for us as we close. The sign of a dove. I'm a Christian. So let's see now whether you're a Christian. Which spirit is in you? A dove or a vulture?
troubled heart, son, but not from above. God gave him his son on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow.
Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. Where is this brother, John Peter from Kaduna? Come. You remember the brother? Come. Listen very well. Listen. There's a reason why I brought him out at this point. William Branham had a problem that lasted for 40 years. Stomach trouble. When he tormented him like this, the way he described the pains and what he goes through that period, it will not go. And yet, God will be using him for mighty miracles, signs, and wonders. He endured it. He went to all hospital. They checked. They said they cannot see what is wrong with him. All manner of drugs with the best hospital then he attended for 40 years. Then, in that story, the testimony. One day he had a vision. He used to love squirrel, to hunt for squirrels. He was a hunter. In that revelation, in that vision he saw, a squirrel jumped and entered his stomach and entered through his mouth and entered. So God was showing him that is the source of your problem. And he told his wife. But the pains, the trouble continued. How many years? 40 years. One day, he said he was praying and the Lord told him to move to a mountain not too far from where he was living. He climbed the mountain and went there. He wondered what was happening. And all of a sudden, he went there. He saw a squirrel that, you know, some shrubs there that had, what do you call them, thorns, that hooked it there and killed it. And he was just pitying, what happened? Oh, poor animal, you are dead. He came down from the mountain. He was wondering why would God tell him to go there. He saw a dead squirrel. It didn't mean anything to him. He came back and the Spirit of God told him to go back there again. When he went back there, he saw a white dove standing by that dead squirrel. I was wondering, what is a clean animal like this bird staying there, a dove? And from where will a dove come in this bush here like this? And the bird flew away. Then he remembered that that is a sign. The dove is a sign. He looked and he caught the revelation that that spirit, that dove, that squirrel that entered him, that been tormenting him for years, has been killed by a sign of the dove. He went back home and told his wife, do you remember so this I've been crying? God has dealt with that spirit. I am now free. And from that day till the day he died, that thing never came again. So while he was sharing this testimony, I brought you out because you suffer for a very long time. You suffer, you suffer. You call upon God as if he doesn't exist. Things are getting worse and worse. Until you determine to come to Lagos, no transport, you decided to carry your bicycle to come. We traveled, we sent the Bright Television to confirm all that he claimed. The Bright Television crew went to Kaduna, went to his house, met his wife, met his friends, went to all those places and confirmed. There's a documentary put together that will be played later on the Bright Television. But this is it. As I remember you, I remember the story of William Branham. So, that song that the musician just sang is actually only two stanzas. When William Branham was giving his testimony, he decided to add that third stanza. And he says, what's the last stanza?
Though I have suffered, he made me a way.
He made a way.
I cried for healing.
This William Branham.
Both night and day.
Faith was it for
God. By the Father above.
Oh.
He gave me his son.
Hallelujah.
On the wings of a wise, though God sent down his pure sweet love aside from above, on the wings of a dove.
There's no problem that has no end. He said he suffered for in many ways. He cried for healing night and day. But he said his faith was not forgotten by God. He held on to God knowing that one day there will be deliverance. Somebody here, one day there will be deliverance. Whatever situation you are going through is not forever. This is the evidence. It is faith that made him to take a bicycle from Kaduna to Lagos. More than 1,000 kilometers. Driving by road more than 12 hours. And God was looking at that faith. And he landed there. He didn't tell anybody he was sitting down when the Lord spoke to him through a prophet. During the, when they visited him in Kaduna, he said all you needed was how much to start your business? He needed just 200,000 to start his bakery business because that is the only thing he knows. He was a general manager of a big bakery. Something happened, the company folded up, right?
Yes, sir.
And so he had no job. He knows all the things, only 200,000 if he needed. He didn't tell his wife that he was going to use bicycle. He just, the story is very interesting. And he came together. We wanted to make sure we verify all the claims first. And we invited him to come down. We gave him part of the money, just enough to sustain him. And today, here you are with a check of 754,000 naira. 754,740. 754.
I never knew you will favor me this way. I never knew you will favor me this way. I never knew you will favor me this way.
Yes.
You will favor me this way.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I never knew you will favor me. I never knew you will favor me.
Never go down again. It is from this altar of restoration God chose to restore you. The door of blessing is open. You will never go down again. You will never face lack again. For it is written, affliction shall not arise a second time. Open that hand. I anoint that hand to prosper in the name of Jesus. Rub your face and your head. Your glory is restored. I say your glory is restored in Jesus' name.